got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question. Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? How do you know you love it or hate it? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLPTalk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It is Friday already. What does that mean? I'm skipping line.
You didn't say it yet.
Huh?
You didn't say it.
Huh?
You didn't say it.
Huh?
You hadn't said it.
Oh. They say I didn't mention the listen line, and I didn't. Thank you, guys. Let's say you got to run around, but you want to hear the show as it is happening. You can. It has been made possible. Well, how is made possible by you calling? You could podcast and then call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comment read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLPTalk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Friday. And Friday is an easy day. The last work day for some people, but not most people nowadays. It is Friday. Friday is like get it off your chest day. Fridays are like express yourself Friday. Whatever it is you're thinking, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
One photograph, one silent commuter, and dozens of masked white nationalists surrounding her inside a Washington Metro train.
Worse than hell.
The image shows a black woman seated quietly while surrounded by members of Patriot Front.
She's perfectly safe in there.
If you're a staffer on the Graham Plattner campaign, if you don't release some public statement quitting and denouncing him pretty soon, I hope that you never work again in Democratic politics.
I'll bow before she.
18-year-old Nolan Wells was last seen on Horn Island Saturday. The local sheriff's office says Wells was there with friends for the holiday when he was reported missing.
Stop killing our children. Son of a bitch.
Stop living in your imagination.
Amazing. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. This is hell on earth inside of every human being on the planet. Your own hell. You are hell. You are Satan. Inside of yourself. Amazing, huh? So I was reflecting this morning, and I have a question. I remember reading the New Testament, I believe, where it says, for us to overcome the world. Christ said that he came and he overcame the world. And I wonder, what does that mean? What keeps us connected to the world? So I want to know, if you don't mind, it's Friday. It's not even Bible Thumper Friday. It's just Friday. What keeps you connected to the world? Have you ever thought about that? And some, I know the Christians be saying they want to overcome the world. I'm going to overcome the world, they say. The Allah Abba people say it. And you hear it all the time. So my question, what keep you connected to the world? Why can't you just overcome the world? Christ said to do it, he did it, and you can do it too. Isn't that amazing? So I'm just wondering. Maybe I'll ask my experts too, see what they have to say about it. What keeps you connected to the world? Why can't you just overcome the world? It is a battle between good and evil. It's not physical at all. Only blind people think that their battle is physical. Only blind people think that. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, I've said over and over again, and happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month, and we'll celebrate our 9th year of White History Month, appreciating the white men who founded and, with the help of God, created the greatest country on the planet. And now, the enemies of America are trying to destroy that. They have no appreciation. It's like your parents giving you a brand new house, but they spoiled you already growing up, and they give you a brand new home as an adult. And what do? Because you've been spoiled, you have no appreciation for it, and you destroy it. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, happy White History Month. I've been saying for a while now, that white America are under attack. There is a genocide on white people. It is. Whether you admit it or not, it is true. It's happening in Europe with the Allah Uaba people and black Africans attacking the white people in their own country there. And then the Allah Uaba people and African people, those so-called immigrants and illegal aliens, are being protected by the government in Europe. And they say, well, we are protecting the enemies because we We don't want violence. What the? And they're lying. They want the vote. The votes. Same thing is happening in America. I got proof for you. More proof. As though you need more proof. Now, I don't know if there are people afraid to say that there is a genocide upon white people, or they really don't know. And I don't know how you cannot know living in this world. And I do realize that they don't show it a lot in mainstream media, that's for sure. So you might not be aware of it, even though I can't imagine why you're not. I got more proof for you. I got proof. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Santa Ana police see 6 to 8 suspects in violent chain robbery. They took this white guy, they beat him up, according to a report, and took his chain. He had a gold, I don't know if a gold or not, around his neck. And they were caught on camera. KTLA 5, police are seeking for help identifying suspect who attacked and robbed a man in Santa Ana on June 19th. This was Santa Ana, California. And the surveillance video captured the assault. A 24-year-old victim, white guy. He appears to be white. He was white. And they said the attackers were black males. Like wild dogs, wild animals. The whole world is a jungle. The 24-year-old victim and his brother were walking to Little Caesar when a group approached. Someone ripped a gold chain from his neck. Then multiple suspects shoved him to the ground, police said. Watch this from CBS. L.A.
That's right, Juan and Rutabe. This is a lifelong resident who loves it here in Santa Ana. He says he has always felt safe in this town, but now he tells me he is traumatized because of the actions of this group who attacked him.
It's so much more traumatizing because my younger brother was with me, and honestly, anything could have happened that night.
It's been 3 weeks since this 24-year-old Orange County man was robbed of something he considered precious. The Santa Ana local wants his identity concealed, but is willing to share details about the frightening attack at a shopping center where he'd gone with his brother to pick up a pizza.
Initially, the main person pulled my chain from behind, and I immediately reacted. I turned around, and I saw it was a taller person with his face covered with a ski mask. And the first thing I thought is, and he was with a group as well. And the first thing I thought is one of these people may have a weapon. And I just panicked.
Amazing, huh? Does this remind you of videos we've shown you how the blacks were doing that to white South Africans? It's like packs of wild dogs. The victim attempted to flee, but was caught and beaten.
A camera at 17th Street in Fairview captured a group of men in dark clothes rushing the victim and punching him after ripping this gold chain from his neck that held a crucifix. He says the religious symbol is very important to him, something he'd bought for himself many years ago.
The value is of a chain is nowhere near as my life or my younger brother's life, but that chain did have value to me. It was my religious chain. I always wore it. I always prayed with it.
The young man pointed to his ribs where he still has pain. His 17-year-old sibling was unharmed, but did try to help his brother during the robbery. The victim explained that initially he tried to run away with his broken chain in his hands, but the men caught up to him.
They pulled my shirt, they knocked off my glasses, and I think just me running away with what they were after made them all the more aggressive.
He went to the emergency room and got checked out. No broken ribs, but he is still sore 3 weeks later. And he is hoping that police can catch these guys.
Amazing, huh? He saw Mexican. And saw Mexican. Some report said he was white, I believe, and that the attackers were black males. But he saw Mexican. Amazing, huh? In the United States of America. So I don't know if he's white or Mexican. But I do know it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth inside of a human being. And don't think it's going to get better. It's not. And listen, Jesse, I doubt that. I don't believe you. Chat with Europe, with the UK. Chat with Mommy Africa. Those white people, for the most part, gave up. Not all, of course, but most part, gave South Africa over to the blacks and moved out into the farmland. And the blacks didn't retreat. What the? According to all the reports. So according to KTLA, official police reports have not released the victim's race or ethnicity. That means that there were people of color. Because if there were white mob attacking blacks or Mexican or anything, you know who they are right away. So if you think it's going to get better, chat with South Africa. Chat with Europe. And pay attention to what's happening in America. Over in Europe, they have allowed these Allahu Akbar people in. And not only are they taking over, they are attacking white people, especially white women. Like 90 going north. There was a female from America, according to this report. The New York Post is reported that a 43-year-old New Yorker mother moved to Ireland with her teen daughter was found beaten to death. In her Killarney home on Tuesday. This is from Pitts 11 News.
She was an open-hearted, open-minded.
Ryan Fox says his first cousin, 43-year-old Jamie Carney, loved Ireland and her 13-year-old daughter with all her heart. Carney grew up in Armonk in Westchester with a large family and lots of friends. She made the choice in 2021 to relocate to Ireland to raise her daughter Michaela as a single mom.
She said, I want to go to this great place, raise my beautiful, intelligent daughter around like-minded people.
The mother-daughter duo settled in Killarney, and Fox tells me they were always posting happy photos.
You would never see a picture where she's not out about the town, exploring a new corner of the country, taking in history.
Fox says about 6 months ago, Carney started dating a new man. She posted this photo on social media over the 4th of July weekend.
She never communicated any kind of violent conflict, domestic abuse, anything of that nature.
Fox says neighbors heard an argument in Carney's home Monday night, and it was Michaela who discovered her mother beaten to death in her bedroom early Tuesday morning.
Amazing. So it looked like a white woman went to Ireland, over to Ireland, and got involved with all our Obama man, male. What the? Authorities believe that a person of interest who had been dating Carney for 6 months left the country for Turkey.
Police in Ireland issuing this alert saying a person of interest in this investigation left the jurisdiction in the early hours of Tuesday, the 7th of July, prior to the body being discovered.
This person had approximately a 12-hour head start, and they have recently confirmed that he has left Ireland, and he is believed to be in Turkey.
Police also looking for the public's help, finding video evidence from around the time of the murder. A family friend has now started an online fundraiser for Michaela.
It's hard to look at the upside of anything right now.
Amazing. So, you leave America, and according to the report, I don't know. You go to Ireland, and you get involved, and you white, and you get involved with all the Obama person. What do you expect, dummy? Mind-blowing stuff. This woman, cousin, hopes her story can become a symbol for the fight against domestic abuse. Oh, you think all our people care about domestic abuse? You're a dummy. This is from Pitts 11 News.
And as Fox mourns his cousin, he says,
I don't want my cousin to have died in vain. So if she can become a symbol of women's rights, domestic fight against domestic abuse, and being able to see the red flags and be careful of who you let into your personal life.
Oh, okay. The guy that's speaking looked like an Allah Abba man. How you got a white cousin? That ain't made sense. How'd that happen? So now they want to start a campaign to fight domestic abuse. They already have that going on. Amazing, huh? Everything is a campaign. So I'm wondering, had not this female gone over to Ireland and got involved with all our woman, man, would she still be alive? Now they want a domestic abuse campaign. They have thousands of those happening in America already, buddy. White woman with a white daughter going over to Ireland and hooking up with Allah Waba man, if this is true. Now he going to Turkey, according to the report. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. White women, y'all need to wake up and stop being so mama. Love the people of color. Poor people of color. Come here, baby, let me love you. I don't know what happened, but this is a mess, and it's going to get worse. Let me go to San Diego, California, and talk to Manuel. Manuel, you are on the air.
Hey,
Manuel, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Can you hear me good?
Are you on a speaker or something?
It's because I have my Bluetooth. If not, I'll take it off and put my just my direct phone.
Yeah, hold on. And Daniel, let me know when you're ready. You cannot be on Bluetooth, folks, or speaker phones. No headset, no Bluetooth. John is from Australia. John, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, John. Happy White History Month, John.
Happy White History Month to you, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's the best month of all.
So what?
How great is it?
What'd you say?
It's the best month of all. It's the best month of all.
It sure is. July is the best month because July is White History Month.
White History Month. Hey, Jesse, listen.
Yeah, what?
You know how you always say God doesn't punish us?
Right.
You're 100% right. We punish ourselves. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, we don't punish ourselves, but evil punishes us. Satan punishes us.
God gives us options, and we take the option, and most of the time we punish ourselves.
And what do you mean by we punish ourselves? You may be right. What do you mean by that?
Well, God gives us options.
Like what?
What's going to happen.
What option does God give us?
He says, this is going to happen if you do this.
Oh, okay.
This is going to happen if you don't do this.
Yeah.
And we take that option and we punish ourselves. We take the wrong option.
Yeah. We choose the option of Satan and Satan punishes.
That's right.
Not God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we take the wrong option and we get punished.
Yeah. Amazing.
I know that for a fact because I've been down that road many times myself.
Right on. Well,
I've chosen the wrong option. God has said, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? And I've said, it's this. And then that's happened to me.
So will you stop taking the wrong option?
I will, yes. I will.
Right on.
And hallelujah.
That's right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. I love you, Jesse.
Love you too, John. Happy White History Month, and call me again, all right?
Happy White History Month. Love you, my brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me try Manuel again out of San Diego, California. Manuel, let's try it again.
Hey, Jesse.
Much better.
Yeah, yeah. It's because I didn't know. I had a little headset. But I'm on the phone now directly. So
okay.
It's all good.
Go ahead.
Hey, so I called in just to ask you on your opinion.
Okay.
I recently got out of this situation, and I think that, just get it off your chest Friday. A pork situation. And I think men need to hear about how these things work.
Hold on for me, man. Let me take a quick break. I come right back to you, right? 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Open Live Friday, 888-77-JESSE, the Haiku Report, a busy day. Always on Friday, busy day. The Haiku Report coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And if you've been listening to the Haiku Report for a minute, you know it is amazing. He's on fire. He's one white man who is not afraid of a ghost. He ain't afraid of no ghost. From 9 to 11, the Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then at 11 a.m. on Fridays, every Fridays, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And believe you me, you don't want to miss it. I had a very enlightening, amazing conversation with Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. She is a national recognized election integrity expert and a civil rights leader. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Election integrity expert. What does that mean?
Looking at some vulnerabilities in our election system or cheating.
What are civil rights?
Civil rights is now abused and used for purposes that are more nefarious than we can imagine. Racism is not a satanic word.
Yes, it is. If it's a lie, it is of the devil. Did God send you the head of that house or your wife?
Head of your home.
What kind of Bible is that? Amazing. You're going to like it. You're going to learn from it. You're going to appreciate it, hopefully. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then, oh, Lord, energy given to him by God is not a gift. It's a given to him. He doesn't have to give it back. When it's a gift, it's not a loan. It's a gift. Given to, other than the great white hope, Donald Trump, the anchor baby, is the only other person on earth with energy that never stops. The American anchor baby. Right after the FallenState.tv. Around 12, 12.15, 12.30 at best. Pacific time, and you don't want to miss the energy of the American Anchor Baby. And then I'll see you on Sunday at Fellowship. All are invited. The American, all are invited. I was about to say the time of the American Anchor Baby from 12 to 2 hours, all right? But all are invited to Sunday Fellowship. Come on down. And if you can't make it, you can watch it as it is happening, by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Amazing fellowships. rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right, let me go quickly back to Emmanuel. And by the way, the doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. for the fellowship. Let me go back to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
All amazing. So,
yeah, I was asking about, I wanted to tell about a situation with the court system that I just recently went through, because I think it would benefit listeners, men, you know, male listeners.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to say that I recently got through. I completely got it dismissed and everything, but I went through a false domestic violence restraining order sort of situation. And I got it dismissed because it was false.
So, your girlfriend made a false accusation against you?
My wife.
Oh.
And her entire family, which was about five other people, her mother, her father, and sister, and brother, and so, something like that.
And so they falsely accused you, you went to court, and you beat it?
That's the part that I'm trying to get to. I didn't beat it. When it came down to the hearing, they backed out and refused to testify.
Oh, so you were going to go to court, but before the trial started, they refused to testify?
Yes. So when the court starts, the judge says, if anyone here wants to basically back out for any reason, raise your hand. And when they are false accusations, if you're not going to be able to defend it because it is false, they will raise their hand, because I went there with a lawyer and they did not. So they refused to go through with the hearing and it got dismissed. And that's what I wanted to put out there, because I think that a lot of men will be afraid. Even when it's false, or if they know it's false, they'll be afraid to even show up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you know that it's not true, and you know that's a guarantee, and you could even prove it, or you have a defender, then they will most likely back out at the very last minute when the hearing begins. And that's what happened for me, thank God.
Amazing. What are you going to do with the wife now?
That's divorce.
Oh, you divorced her?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's over. After that, it's over.
Right on. How long had you been married?
2 years.
Amazing. Any children?
No.
Oh, good, man.
Thank God.
I'm telling you. Right on. Free at last, free at last. Thank Almighty
God.
Free at last.
Isn't that something? Jesse, tell me, isn't that a good thing? Like the way that they backed out at the end because they knew they were a liar.
That's amazing, the way you tell the story. That's amazing, man. Right on. Well, congratulations.
You think that was a great outcome, wasn't it?
Absolutely. If it was false and you went to court and then they badged out. Absolutely, man.
I didn't even have to defend myself, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you working on yourself?
Yes, I am.
And do you have a life?
Of course.
And what is your life?
Well, I have faith in God. And I have a small construction business. I have two daughters. And I'm
only
29, and I'm trying to make it better.
Right on. You have a daughter with someone else and not your wife, right?
Correct. That's my second wife.
This one you just divorced was your second wife?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That was my second wife.
Will you ever get married again?
I don't think so, Jesse. I really don't think so.
You might.
I really don't think so.
But it's
after this experience.
But it sounds like you might.
it might be because if I really fix things up to where it's a prenup sort of thing, but I actually, as I'm saying it out loud in this moment, I think I might not.
Why would you even consider getting married again? You already have two children, and you've been married one time already. Then you got married again. Look what happened, according to you. And then why would you even consider it again?
You know why? It's because we're so stupid as a young man, me, you know, being 29, that we still want the whole party and the church and the romantic thing. But I've also thought, apart from this moment, I've thought before, I don't even need to do that. I just need to have an agreement and have a personal party at my house, and that's enough. It's a, you know, I just barely came out of this a month ago, the court hearing that I just told you about.
Right.
So it's not like I have it all figured out. I'm not, you know, ever knowing or perfect, but I have thought maybe later, super later, or maybe, you know what, I never will repeat that mistake again.
And where did you get that thought from, that maybe down the road, super later, where did that thought come from?
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly where it came from.
What?
It came from maybe hoping that a woman that would maybe have an actual compassion for a man. But no, I mean, I'm not saying
when did you get that thought from, though, those thoughts?
Okay, I got it from having.
From heaven?
Faith. From having faith. I'm not saying from heaven for sure. I'm not saying
you said
from
having faith?
Yeah.
Having faith in what?
Having faith in love and in God.
What does that mean, having faith in love and in God?
What does that mean to me?
Right. What does that mean, having faith in love and in God to you?
It's that I think that there can be very selfless, compassionate people, and they may... male or female. And I think that it could exist, but I'm not sure. And I could end up going down the same road, and I'm going to be let down, and I'm going to go through it again, and I've got many years to come. But
I promise
that's
you,
where
you
it comes from.
I promise you, as long as you're obeying thoughts and listening to them, you will end up down the same destructive road. You can't avoid it. Because all thoughts are lies. They're never going to tell you the truth about anything.
So what do you think the truth would be then if I can't believe in, maybe having another partner, regardless of marriage through government or whatever? What do you think the best route is, like, even just to have a companion?
Why do you need
a
companion?
Or should we not even have a companion?
Why you need one? Well, what's wrong with you? You need a companion.
No, it's not that you need one. It's that you want one.
Why do you? What's wrong with you that you want one?
Well, because I love women.
But why do you want a companion?
Because I love women.
So you love them more than you love God?
No.
If you didn't, if you love God first and foremost, along with nothing else, you would never need a companion.
So what should we do about the need for our counterpart
to overcome it and only love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and to love your neighbor, love your enemy, and you'll be fine. You won't need a counterpart or anything. You will have it all.
And without a woman ever again.
You will have it all if you love God and no other God but Him. Your want and need for other things and other people, places, and things, you're wanting for another God. And as long as you want another God, you're never going to have the true God or know the true God.
I understand that, of course, because faith, I mean, I'm not, okay, forget about that. Not faith, but God. But after that, we love children. We have children. I have two daughters, like I said.
So why and would that, you ever, you already have, you've been married, it didn't work, two time it's never working. Why do you won't realize, you know what, maybe I'm looking for the wrong things here. Maybe I should see what's right first.
I understand. But
no, why don't you do that?
Oh, I understand, but should I be without a woman for the rest of my life?
Why don't you see the kingdom and see what happens?
So, okay, you know what I think you're saying? I think you're saying, see, by prioritizing that route first, see what'll come to you. Because it'll maybe be billions of dollars or a really great fulfillment of life. Maybe,
maybe
another woman that's the right one.
Amazing.
Well, or alone. Well, which one is the one that you think that I'm, like, guessing?
Why don't you do it and find out? Why don't you see what's right and find out?
See, I see, I saw, like, some comments that said, no more love and no more ladies, but how can we live like that as men? We love women. You know we need them.
And that's your problem. You love them and you don't love God.
No, I do love God. But
if you love God, you wouldn't put anything before Him. So, Emmanuel, I got to run because of time. Call me again.
All right.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Indiana. First-time caller, Daniel. Daniel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing today?
All this, well, Daniel, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you, sir. Hey, so I called in. I want to keep you long. I want to talk about George Eskridge, White History Month. I'm a fourth or fifth generation grandson. George Eskridge was the guardian of Mary Ball, who, for those who may not know, was the mother of George Washington. She named George Washington after George Eskridge, and the funny thing, or actually not funny thing, the thing about George Eskridge is that he was indentured servant from the time of 9 years old when he was, stolen from England and brought over to the United States, at the time was colonies in Virginia, and was an indentured servant until the time of 18 years old, which he then returned to England to study to be a lawyer. He became Mary Ball's guardian once her mother passed away when Mary Ball was 12. The story of the family says is that he was actually at George Washington's baptism. So I just wanted to share that information with you today for White History Month.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. History moment. I appreciate that. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day, Jesse. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Bye-bye. Thank you. White History Moment. I love it. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
And Jesse, what was your biblical question?
Do you love America? How do you know?
I know because
do you love
I
America?
Live in a, yeah.
And how do you know you love America?
Because I was throwing fireworks on the 4th of July.
Because you were throwing firecrackers?
Yeah, and I also listened to the JLP show. And I also listened to some Doyle Walker. Remember Doyle Walker?
That they literally did what they
thought
was best.
Well, you don't I appreciate
Doyle Walker
Earl,
was the old guy that.
Earl, I don't want to promote someone I'm not familiar with, but thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That was your friend, man.
I appreciate it, Earl. Thank you. 888, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Super chat. Thank you, Earl.
Morning. Over on.
Hey, Hank.
Hey. Over on
Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Kevin S. Tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Callie says, happy White History Month. Party emoji. I married a beta.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month. And don't judge him, though. All right? Amazing.
And join the club.
That's right.
There are many. Not that I'm in the club, necessarily. You're not married? I don't disclose. I don't disclose whether I'm married or to a beta woman. Callie gave another Cash App, unrelated. Jake McNasty McNeese, white American anti-hero or anti-hero.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I had to look him up. He is in World War II, and he was part Choctaw, but he was white passing. He was Irish American and other parts American, maybe a quarter Choctaw Indian. And he went to from Oklahoma, born and raised, and he went to World War II, and he dressed up. He cut his hair into a mohawk, he and his men, and he painted war paint like an Indian, American Indian, and scared the Normandy people, the German people in World War II.
And amazing!
He parachuted behind enemy lines and survived many things and was awesome.
Thank you. Amazing. Well, here's your moment. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
And he didn't like to shower. He didn't like to waste water rations on showering.
Did they even have showering back then?
Well, no, but they had water rations, and some people would wash their faces and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, why? I would rather use that for cooking deer that we catch. Stuff like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate the why. Here's your moment.
Jake McNeese. Lord Spike Protein, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. What's his name?
Lord Spike Protein.
Thank you, Lord Spike Protein. Amazing.
Bree K, 10 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Jamie, every Friday I like to high-five myself for getting through another week on little more than caffeine, willpower, and inappropriate humor.
Amazing. Thank you.
And he bought a couple of coffees.
Thank you, Jamie, for your support.
Two more coffees from Jamie. A clever person solves a problem. A wise person avoids it. Albert Einstein.
Deep. Deep.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Why, here's a moment.
Very cool. Jamie says, and he quotes, I did not have any intimate intercourse with Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton.
Amazing. Is that a why here's the moment?
But, I guess so.
Thank you.
I was speaking of White History Month, can I tell a little story?
Yeah.
I watched this children's time reading with President Trump, and he was telling about Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and all these people. He's like, I liked Bill Clinton. I still do. And that was nice. I thought it was nice.
Amazing.
And he didn't think that Barack Hussein Obama, he said Hussein, was very good at basketball, actually. And he probably wouldn't win the Masters in golf either.
Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. What keeps you connected to the world?
Vanity. In short.
We'll finish when I come back about that.
Okie dokie.
I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news is coming out. The fake news. Back in a moment.
Run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well. You may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
So, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, according to Revolver News, he warns that Iran wants to, cover your ears, kids and ladies, and faint of heart, assassinate him before the Butler anniversary. You know, the Butler, Pennsylvania, was where Trump was holding a rally, our greatest president, in July, I believe, 10th or so, 13th, I forget, of 2024 AD, when a young Thomas Matthew Crooks, young man, white man, shot at him and other Trump supporters and killed some Trump supporters. Terrible incident. And Trump thankfully survived that most egregious assassination attempt in many years. And he says that Iran wants to assassinate him because they want revenge for one, for the Khamenei guy getting killed and other things. They've been warring. Terrible. And many furious Italians, or Italians, if they prefer, are going after Mamdani. Mamdani may not be an Italian himself. I don't think he is. And the Italians are saying, we stand against communists. Mamdani went after Christopher Columbus before he was elected. Wanted to tear down that statue. Mamdani being not for white Americans or even Italian Americans or Christians. He is a liberal communist. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. All right? Express Yourself Friday. You can call in. There's one line open, 888-775-3773. Young or old, you can call in, all right? On your cell phone or your dial home, rotary dial home phone, you boomers. Shout out. I'm kidding around. Eight men, according to AP, were indicted on murder and terrorism conspiracy charges, okay? Attempted, really. In alleged roles in a thwarted drone and sniper attack. Obviously, they didn't succeed in committing murder, I don't believe. On the UFC cage fighting event at the White House in June. Remember that? On Flag Day, Sunday, the Trump's birthday, by the way, in June, the UFC fighting event. Very patriotic. Anyway, the U.S. and Iran exchanged intensifying fire and Obamacare. More like Obama doesn't care. Premiums. He only cares about communism. Could have another year of double-digit hikes. Thanks, Obama. It was planned that way. Also, there is artwork that you can eat, I guess, in the Netherlands. Floor covered in enough peanut butter to make 15,000 sandwiches. So wasteful. I wonder if it's aesthetic. I don't know. Anyway, after paving over part of the famed Rose Garden, according to CNN, to put in Mar-a-Lago-style patio, a beautiful patio, in other words, right? And tearing down the East Wing to build a massive ballroom, much needed and will be better than anything ever. President Trump, Donald Trump, that is, has now turned his attention to yet another construction project, the White House's columns, beautifying and strengthening, refurbishing America, making America great again. Somebody's got to do it. Or maybe they don't have to do it. I guess we can just continue sliding down in the tubes. But our greatest president is making a valid effort, a valiant effort, that is. After escalating strikes threatened the ceasefire in Iran, that agreement between the U.S. and Iran, mediators trying to bring the two back to the table to talk. While an American official told Commie Nonsense Network CNN that the U.S. is deliberately striking and then pausing to avoid escalation and let diplomacy work. This comes as Israel shared intelligence with the United States that Tehran has devised a new plan to assassinate our greatest president, Trump, according to sources to Commie Nonsense Network. Terrible. Tehran being the capital of Iran. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Hour two. It's why history must.
history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. My bad, I came in late, my fault. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you gotta be running around. But you would love to listen to the show as it is happening. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. He made it possible. You can call the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Relax day. Get it off your chest day. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
One photograph, one silent commuter, and dozens of masked white nationalists surrounding her inside a Washington Metro train.
Worse than hell.
The image shows a black woman seated quietly while surrounded by members of Patriot Front.
She's perfectly safe in there.
If you're a staffer on the Graham Plattner campaign, if you don't release some public statement quitting and denouncing him pretty soon, I hope that you never work again in Democratic politics.
I'll bow before Satan.
18-year-old Nolan Wells was last seen on Horn Island Saturday. The local sheriff's office says Wells was there with friends for the holiday when he was reported missing.
Stop killing our children. Son of a bitch.
What the?
Stop living in your imagination.
You can say that again. What the? The world gone crazy. Have you noticed how evil human beings are to one another? That's how they treat themselves, too. But human beings don't love one another, whether they're religious or not. They don't. There's no love. And by the way, Anchorman put that together. The American Anchorman, amazing video. Let me go to Teresa out of Detroit, Michigan. Teresa, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Teresa, not so loud. Happy White
History Month.
Yeah, no problem. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
Yeah, I said whatever.
Did you know that July is White History Month?
Whatever. It doesn't even matter what all this history crap. You know, you don't have to learn history so it won't repeat itself.
Did you know that it's White History Month?
I don't know. Nope.
Well, happy White History Month.
I didn't even know that. I heard this. I just recently heard about White History Month, which is a load of crap.
No, July is why we've been celebrating for 9 years now. And why do you call it a load of crap?
Because we already know their history. They take mayhem everywhere they go, you know. And they're deceitful. And the Indians was right. The white men speak with forked tongue. They, you know, and no. I can't see it.
Really? Do you love white people?
I love people that's in Christ. All white people not bad. Don't get me wrong. I was racist at one time. I ain't gonna lie. Because I said, watch Roots a million one time. It made you feel some kind of way. You know, however.
Are you black?
I said... Yes, I'm mixed with Indian and black.
So you're half-breed.
Yeah, I'm half-breed.
That's all ever heard. So
however, that has
love,
nothing. That's
do you
not,
love white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
I love all people. I hate the things in which they does.
How about white people?
I love all people.
How about white people?
Did you not hear me? I love all people.
What did I ask?
I love all people, and I said what I said.
But what's my question?
I love all, and it was my answer.
But what was my question, Teresa?
And what was my answer? I love all people.
Are you a first-time caller?
Including Caucasians. How about that?
Teresa, are you a first-time caller?
No, it's my third time calling.
Okay, do you love white people?
I love all people.
How about white
people?
I'm
gonna stand on it. They're included with all people, right?
I didn't ask about all people. I asked about white people.
Yes, I love white people.
Right on.
I hate the things in which they do, but I hate the things in which people do, including white. But I love the people because God loved them first. Okay.
Right on.
However, I called to debunk some things you said during the service when you said that we were stupid to believe that we could be born again. That's stupid to think that when clearly it says in the Bible, in John 13:34-35, that truly I say unto you, unless you be born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So you have to be born again.
And who is being born again?
Excuse me, Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus in the Bible.
Oh, and who is being born again? Who is he talking about?
Who am I talking about?
Yeah, when you say you must be born again, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to people, believers.
Do you believe that you must
make it in the kingdom of heaven?
Do you believe you must be born again?
I do. Everybody must be born again.
And what that means
is not entering to the mother's womb again. Of course, that's ridiculous. It means shedding your old ways. It means shedding your own ways. This means forget what you think you know and learn from Jesus.
But
learn his ways.
So was Nicodemus born again?
Nicodemus. It ain't no Nicodemus. See, now you're being funny.
No.
Now you're being funny. You know what? You know what?
Let me ask you this, because I'm being serious now. When you say you must be born again, who are you referring to? I'm being serious now. Who are you referring? Who are you?
Who am I referring to?
No, who are you?
I'm a child of God.
But that's who
everybody are not children of God, like you said, because some people are children of Satan. Okay, some people choose not to follow Jesus. Some people we have free will. Some people choose to reject God, okay? Some people choose to take his word as truth,
so
knowledge, and wisdom.
So, Teresa, you said that you're a child of God. So you told me who you...
Yes, I am.
You told me who you belong to, but who are you?
What do you mean by that question?
Like, who...
You just leaving it up in the air.
No, it's a question. Who are you?
What do you mean?
Who must be born again?
People that are trying to get to heaven.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that question?
I mean,
see, now you're being real simple.
No.
Trying to avoid what I'm saying. This is why I don't like you.
Why?
I don't like you because you know why I don't like you?
Do
because
you love
you're
misleading. Me?
You are. I love you, but I don't like you because you're misleading people.
But let me ask.
You don't, you're misleading
people.
I'm
trying to get understanding,
you
Teresa.
You are a wolf. And she closed me.
Teresa.
And woe to you.
Teresa, I'm trying to get understanding. Who are you referring to that must be born again?
People that's trying to get to heaven.
But where is heaven?
Where is heaven?
Yeah.
Where Jesus is.
Where is heaven, Teresa?
Where Jesus is?
Heaven. I mean heaven. Teresa, where is heaven?
Where Jesus is.
And where is Jesus?
In heaven.
And where is heaven?
And where Jesus is.
You're
listen,
not...
and then when you say that Jesus was not God manifested in the flesh, that's a bunch of bull crap. Because guess what? Jesus was Jesus is I am. I am is what sent Moses to Egypt to speak to the Pharaoh, okay? So Jesus always was. Jesus was in the beginning.
Are you a Christian?
And then, yes.
Did Jesus say he was God?
Manifested in the flesh.
Did Jesus
say... You know why?
Teresa.
You know why?
Teresa, did Jesus say...
Yeah, let me finish the statement.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I finish the statement?
Yeah, yes.
See, God knew no sin. He knew no sin. So he didn't understand what was... He knew no sin. So he manifested it's his flesh.
So
he can sympathize and empathize with us. And that is... And I believe that's... And that's how, that is.
Okay, I allowed you to make that statement. I want to know, did Christ ever say he was God?
He said, who do you think I am?
Teresa, did Christ ever say...
He left it open. He left it open for us to believe what we wanted to believe.
Would you not answer my question? Did he ever say he was God?
If you see me, you've seen my Father.
Teresa.
Yep, he did.
He said, when you see the Son, you see the Father. Did he ever say he was the Father?
No, but he was.
Teresa, stay with
before,
me. Stay
he
with
was
me.
Before
stay
Abraham.
With me. Wait, stay with me. Did Christ ever say he was the Father?
No, he didn't. But you're not going to debunk what the Bible says. You're not going to debunk
me. I know, but I'm not trying to debunk you. But stay with me. He never said he was the Father, right?
No, he never said that.
Did he say he was the Son?
Yes, he did.
So
the
why
son
do
of man.
You why do you call
he said
him
the son of man?
Why do you call him something that he never called himself?
He said, "Who do you think I am?"
Teresa.
When they said you are, when they told him, when they said to Jesus, when one of the disciples said to Jesus, he said, "You are the Messiah."
No, he
you
didn't.
You are the great Messiah.
He didn't say
listen,
that.
He said
you're the son of God. And he said, you're right, Pisa, right on. No one told you that. You see it for yourself. He just said you were God. He said you're the son of God. And he said, right on. If you were God, why would he have said right on when the man said you're a son of God?
Yeah. But you know what?
No, answer that. No. Answer that, Teresa.
What's the question?
When he asked Peter or the disciple, who do you say I am? And they all said different things. And Peter said, you are the son of God. And he said, right on.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had been God, why did he say you're right? Instead of saying, no, that's the wrong answer, I'm God. Why did he say, yes, I am the son of God?
Because he was right.
But you said he never said he was God.
He never said he was God. No,
but
he
said he was the son, right?
Yes.
So why do you call him God?
Because there's three deities, there's three makeups of God. There's three makeups. There's God, there's Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They all come from one.
They all came from God, right. But why you
They're
say
all
he
one.
Was, why do you
when
say
when you see Jesus, you see God.
Right, but right, you see the Father in the Son, right?
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Do you see the Father inside the Son, right?
Yes.
But he's not the Father. He's still the Son, right?
That'll be it.
All right.
He's God manifested in the flesh.
No, he's not.
Because when you see, Teresa, he's God manifested in the flesh because.
Teresa, no. Teresa, happy White History Month. I got to run. Call me again, all right?
I don't think so. Sam is leading my nephew. That's all I got to say.
All right. Bye.
Yep.
888-7753. Who is your nephew? I should have asked. Ask. Amazing. I don't know who her nephew is. I don't know who she is. Amazing. Let me go to Eric out of Virginia. Eric, you are on the air. Eric with a C. No Eric. Let me go to. Hold on. Okay, let me try. Okay, Eric, let's try. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Eric. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
So I called in yesterday, answered the biblical question, and we talked for a while. You told me, you know, I need to forgive my mother and my father, which I did. And it was kind of funny because the whole time I was on the phone with you, they were in the house listening to your show.
Really?
Yeah. So
they were in your house or their house?
Well, it's in their house, but when I'm on lunch break, I go to their house to check on them.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So it was very easy to forgive my mother and my father.
And you went to her, and what did you say?
I said, I forgive you.
And what did she say?
She was just kind of laughing. I think she was kind of emotional a little bit. I seen her wipe, like she was wiping her eyes or something, but it was all good.
Right on.
It was good.
So do they listen to the show normally, or they just happen to be listening because you had the radio on?
Well, not normally, but they know of you, and I told them. I told my father when I got to the house that, you know, I was on hold for your show, so I turned it on, and was sitting there. You know, I had the phone in hand, and you know, when you called on me, I went outside.
I got you. And did you forgive your father as well?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What did you say to him?
I said, I forgive you.
And what did he say?
he just laughed and he said, "I forgive you too, bud."
What did he forgive you for? You didn't do anything.
I've always been kind of a wild child.
You were just like your mama.
he was probably kind of wild too back in the day.
When you ask him why did he protect you from your mother, what did he say?
I'm gonna have to revisit that. I didn't get to that part.
Why not?
I forgot.
Oh, amazing!
But it was amazing. it was very uplifting.
Yeah.
Very lighthearted feeling.
See there? People don't understand the spiritual load that they let go of, the evil that they let go of when they forgive. And you got, ain't no way around it, you got to forgive your mama and your father.
Right.
And then,
right.
And I mean, something that's so simple and was made so clear by Christ when he said, "If follow me, you got to forgive," right? You got to love.
Right.
And it's the one thing that people don't do. Forgiveness is the one.
Right.
They'd rather read the Bible, pretend that they know God, rather than forgive and truly know him.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Amazing, man. Now, if you start doing the silent prayer and stay with it, everything will be made clear to you. You will develop a clear mind. It will happen naturally. And everything you do in life will be clear.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine having a clear mind and everything you do will be clear because your mind is clear?
Oh, man, that sounds great.
It's possible. Now that you have forgiven, now you practice just being aware of those thoughts. Don't call them you. And practice staying, being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. It'll happen naturally. You will have the mind of God.
Wow. Amazing.
That is amazing. Well, right on, man. I'm glad. For you, I am glad that you have forgiven them. Now you can just start living and being aware of not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And you're going to see real love that come from above.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know about the silent prayer, right?
Yes, sir. I was looking at your one of your church services this morning. Well, I wasn't looking; I was listening to it at work. But I'm going to look at that. You know, when I have a moment, I'm not at work or whatever.
Right.
And I'm gonna look at that, and I'm gonna start doing that.
Yes. Be still and know God.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Well, congratulations, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Call me again.
Yes, sir. I surely will. I'll call you back soon.
All right. Take care.
Love you, Jesse.
Love you too, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. So, hey, what connects you to the Christ said to overcome the world, right?
Yeah. No. He said he is over. Take heart. He has overcome the world.
Right. He told you too. You got to overcome the world.
Oh, maybe he did.
No, you did.
All right. Take your word for it.
You got to be in it, but not of it.
I'm not going to debunk you.
You got to be. You got to be in it, but not of it, man.
That lady debunked you.
What keep you, Teresa?
Yes.
I love Teresa.
Yeah.
What keeps you connected to the world?
Well, you asked me at the end of this past hour, and I said vanity.
Explain.
Well, the Bible says.
The Bible said.
Something about the things in the world, the concerns of the world, whatever, stuff like pulls you in and tempts you and stuff. Me. I feel like I've explained it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Well,
so you said what keep you connected to the world is your vanity?
Yeah.
And I asked you.
I didn't say my vanity. I said vanity.
Oh, vanity. Oh, God. And what is vanity?
Being concerned about things that don't matter.
And why do you, if you know that, what's keeping you? If you know that's what's keeping you to the world, connected to the world, why not let it go?
I cleared my throat like like Raymond clears his throat. Not quite like Raymond. Shout out.
Shout out, Raymond.
I don't know. I don't know that it doesn't. Maybe the old wine is. I'm holding on to the old wine, maybe.
Oh, what?
The old wine is better.
The old wine?
Yeah, in the Bible, there's like this thing about the people who don't want to even taste the new wine because they're holding on to the old wine.
And so, what is the old wine? Your vanity? I mean, the vanity?
Yeah, the whatever I'm holding on to.
And you're holding on to vanity?
Yeah.
And the vanity is your old wine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red wine.
Is it Merlot?
Let's not dox.
What a mess!
Nice shirt. 45-47.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. I like the question, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Why you like it?
It's a nice little, wake up.
Wait until it is shown to you what keeps you connected. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I just didn't know that.
Nice. I'm glad the AC is on.
You're welcome.
Thank God we're not in France.
You can put the fan on your chin.
No, I can feel the air movement.
I don't like a lot of air.
Is it a lot of air right now?
Not a lot, but you can put the fan when you get here.
Thank you.
And I'll be satisfied. Super, super.
Nice. Sweet.
Super chat. Super chat.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie on Pilled.net.
Thank you, Hake Report. Amazing.
Shout out Pilled.net.
Shout out Pilled.net.
And crew. Jamie, 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What keeps me connected to the world, Jesse asked?
Yes.
Engaging in activities that require your full attention, such as exploring new places or spending time outdoors, can help you feel more connected to the world. Additionally, disconnecting from screens and being present in the moment fosters a deeper connection with your surroundings and others. And then he says, duck, duck, go.
Amazing. Piffy. Keep it piffy. But thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Jamie. Jack Dog Steve. Thank you for your super chat with no message.
Thank you, Jack Dog Steve. Appreciate it.
Eric, 5 coffees. All thoughts are lies. Believing one thought connects me to the world.
All,
says he.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thank you.
Over on YouTube, ADHD777 says, Hake holding on to that wild Irish rose. Ha ha.
Amazing.
Is that a red wine?
Is that a wine?
I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. Thank you all so much. I'll be right back to your phone calls right after this break. Amazing.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit,
thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Support us. We need your support through the summer. Don't forget to donate. You can donate by going to joptalk.com, joptalk.com, or you can scan a QR code to support Bond. So I know y'all going to be on vacation. You may forget, or you're already on vacation, but support us. If you want to mail it in, you can. Check a money order made out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call the office and make the donation there. By calling 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right, to make your donation. Or you can go to jessileepeterson.com/show. You have no excuse. So thank you all in advance, though. I do appreciate it. And I will do shout-outs for you. Cameo, personal shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs, wedding, congratulations, encouragement. Happy 4th of July, happy 250-year celebration, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Let me go to first time call out of Illinois. John. John, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, John. And happy White History Month, John.
Thank you. I have a White History moment.
Right on.
My fifth great grandfather, Philip Pendleton Barber, is the only man to be Supreme Court Justice and Speaker of the House.
That's amazing.
And his brother was the first governor of Virginia.
That's deep.
And they founded Barbersville, Virginia, which still is there today.
So are you a politician?
No, not a bit.
Why you didn't go into politics?
Criminal record.
Oh.
Mostly.
So your great-grandfather became a judge and you went to jail.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for that why here's a
moment. I fell far from the tree.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Let me ask, John.
Yes.
What have you overcome the world?
I have.
And what was causing you to be connected to the world?
Oh, like one of the previous callers said, you know, being a wild child and drugs and alcohol and mess.
Are you over all that now?
Absolutely.
Did you forgive your mama?
I did.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what did you say? What was her reaction?
I told her I forgave her, and her reaction was, for what? And I had to give her a couple examples, and she kind of just wandered off. She wasn't happy to hear it and kind of wandered off.
And how about your father? You forgive him for not protecting you from your mother?
He was passed before I knew to.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay. And so now do you have a life?
Not much.
You don't have a life?
But I'm getting there.
And you have a little bit life?
I do.
And what's your little life?
Just keeping up with the house. I'm semi-retired, so I just try to keep up with the house.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, John, and
thank you, sir.
The White Houston Month, man.
Okay.
All right, bye now. Amazing. Let me go to the first time call. There's a line open. 888-77-JESSE. Oh, you can run as a felony?
I don't think being a criminal makes it so you can't run for office.
Oh, why?
You just can't vote if you have a felony.
You can run for office, but you can't vote?
Maybe. I think so.
As a criminal?
Actually, nowadays, you can even vote as a criminal in many cases.
That's for sure. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller, Thomas, out of Tennessee. Thomas, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? Doing all right?
All is well, Tommy. Thomas, happy White History Month, Thomas.
Happy White History Month. I just have to say one thing to you right quick, and that's amazing.
Amazing.
I try to figure out, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about a T-shirt. And you could have amazing and then grace under it. You might have already thought of it.
Well, Jeff, our half T-shirt just says amazing already.
Yeah, I was thinking of amazing grace. And it just hit me while I was sitting here on the phone.
Right, but you could nice have amazing. Idea. Thank you.
Yeah. But anyway, I just I called just get off my chest Friday.
Okay. All right. Amazing.
I don't like the way the nation's going as far as like how we're letting these team takeovers and how we're letting these people come in and run office and stuff that, you know, shouldn't really be running for office, you know, that's not even real true Americans, you know, and it's a little upsetting, you know. So let me ask you something. It's hard as an alpha male, which I consider myself an alpha male, but it's hard, and I don't understand how another man can stand by and hold a phone while somebody's getting beat down and not step in. I don't get that, you know.
There's no love, buddy. Love is God. Human beings don't love one another.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
That would not have happened in the good old days. And there's no love now.
Yeah. What do you think about people like like myself? I mean, because like I consider myself a man who I love the Lord, and you know, I try to follow the Lord and read the Bible and everything and you know, do everything I can to live right, but at the same time I'm the protector of my home, and I would not only protect my home, the weak, the feeble of mind, the true widow. You know, I would protect any of those people. And it's bothering me what I'm seeing going on.
And your question is what?
My question is, do you think it's wrong to feel, you know, because I feel like it's a righteous anger as long as you're angry about the things that God hates. What do you think about that?
There's no such thing as righteous anger. Anger is evil, and there's no righteousness in anger at all. And what good is it doing you to be angry?
What's causing me to be angry?
I said, what good is it doing you to be angry?
It don't hurt nobody but myself.
So why be angry then?
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. I used to be an MMA instructor, and now I'm getting older.
How old are you now?
I'm retired from doing that. I'm 53 now.
So what good is it doing you to be angry, period? It's not changing the situation. Why be angry at all?
I don't know. I guess I just got to do like a lot of people are saying, especially you all. You know, sometimes I got to set this phone down and just go outside and look at the sky and just be at peace and be alone with God.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I don't know. My mother, she was almost beaten to death when she was 12. A man had just got out of prison, and he was out for 2 weeks, and he had already killed another woman and raped her and spent 20 years busting rock in prison. And then when he got out of prison, 2 weeks later, he tried to kill my mother, and he raped her and left her for dead, but she lived, but she developed schizophrenia. So it's like, you know, how do you forgive somebody that don't even understand, you know, really what forgiveness is herself? I mean, she spent her whole life afraid she had sinned against the Holy Ghost and was going to hell.
How do you know she doesn't understand what forgiveness is?
Well, I'm sure, I know she understands what forgiveness is, but it's just, it's so complicated when you're dealing with someone with a sickness like that.
Why does
she passed on now?
She aspired?
Yeah, she passed on, yeah.
May her soul rest in peace. But how will God forgive you and take away your anger if you don't forgive your mother?
I don't know how.
So why don't you forgive your mother? He said, forgive.
Well, I don't hold nothing against her because she
you do.
I mean, but
when you were young, you didn't understand how crazy she was and why she was crazy. And so you became angry. And now you're not going to overcome your mother until you forgive her, though she's dead. When you realize that the same spirit that's in your mind is in her as well, it came from her by you becoming angry at her. Why not forgive her so you can be free?
Well, I feel like I forgive her, but maybe I don't know how, you know?
Have you paid attention to see that you can't help yourself but get angry?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you don't
I've
want
got
to be...
a violent temper.
So what?
And I don't want that. You know, I don't want it.
You have a violent temper, you say?
Oh, yeah.
You just like your mama. Your mama was violent temper, and so are you.
Yeah, but hers came from like a trauma-based thing.
But yours too. Your mom traumatized you with it.
Yeah, and then when I went in the military, I got into an accident where everybody got killed except me, and then another accident after that in the military, and then I got out, but...
You were driving a truck and everybody got killed?
No, I was one of the passengers and I was supposed to be the designated driver, so I was the only one that didn't drink that night. And but then once the guy got drunk, he wouldn't give me the keys. So he was going to leave me in the middle of a bad area.
And how many people were killed?
There was two, and then one had brain damage, and then my roommate died, and then another couple people died. And then, I was just like 19 or 20, and then like the guys older than me started saying, you know, don't hang out with Diesel, which is my nickname, but don't hang out with Diesel, man. He's bad luck, you know. And then I started thinking to myself, you know, am I bad luck, you know? But then God took that from me. You know, that doesn't bother me. I was just young and didn't know any better. But as far as forgiving my mother and everything, I feel like I've forgiven her, and I don't feel like I hold any grudge against her or anything like that. So it's kind of like a...
So you in another accident and people were killed?
Well, if we got attacked and people were killed, yeah.
So you saw these people die?
Yeah, they died. Some died in my arms, and then I had to fight people off.
How many?
To keep from
really? How many people died killed. Then?
Just like a couple.
That's amazing.
That's it. Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
I felt guilty. I felt for a while. I felt like, and then I grew up in a family of, I hate to say this, but they've been trying to make a movie about my family for about 14 years because I've got all my cousins are serving 99 years in prison. There's 13 brothers, and 12 of them are serving 99 years in prison.
You have 13 brothers?
No, I got my first cousin.
Oh, okay.
There's 13 brothers of them, and then I think one has died, but they've been trying to make a movie for about 13 years about them because they were part of that whole Pablo Escobar thing, flying in and out of Colombia with Cessna planes, bringing back that pink Peruvian cocaine, all that stuff.
Amazing.
But just a crazy life, you know.
Have you forgiven your father?
Yeah, and my father's done some bad stuff. Yeah, I forgive him.
Did you tell him?
No.
Why not?
No, I never got a chance to.
Oh, he died?
I didn't know any better.
He expired as well?
Yeah, they both expired before I even
saw
your show and even knew anything about how to even begin to forgive.
And when those guys were saying, don't hang out with Deezer, Deezer is dangerous, trouble, whatever. How do you resent those people for saying that about you?
I didn't at the time. It hurt my feelings because I started thinking to myself, am I bad luck? Because everybody was dying around me. But then I realized the Lord was sparing me for something, you know. So I don't know. I don't feel like I hold it against anybody. I have a survivor's guilt sometimes.
What does that mean?
Like if let's say you were in a accident and everybody in your family died that you were with or a bunch of friends you were with or something.
Right.
And you were the only one that lived. It's like you have a guilt like you should have died too.
But why have a guilt? Why don't you just go, what the?
Yeah, I do now. It's like amazing.
Right.
I lived. We won't end it on a bad note or nothing like that. But yeah, it's amazing that I even made it.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes, she does.
She obeys you?
I got a good wife. Yeah. She realizes there is structure in the home, and she is a traditional wife, and no matter what, I have the final say so, and she respects that.
Right.
But she also understands that, you know, I am the man of the house, but she's also the woman of the house too.
Does she understand you're the head of her?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Let me ask, when you say you feel guilty sometime, who's feeling guilty?
If I had to break it down to the bare bones, I would say I feel like it's attacks from the enemy.
Right. So why do you call that you?
You're right. I probably shouldn't call it me.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't call it me.
That was a question. Why do you call it you?
Oh, why do I call it me?
Yeah.
I guess out of habit. Because there's no one else to blame it on. Everybody else is not around. I don't know. It's your fault then. How about that?
Who are
Tell
you?
Tell him it's his fault. My name's Thomas, but everybody calls me Diesel.
But who? That's your name, but who are you?
Oh, who am I?
Yes.
Who am I? I'm a child of the living God.
Okay,
I feel like I am a soldier.
That's who you belong to. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm a son of God. I'm a soldier.
So you told me who you belong to and what you do or did, but who are you?
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking me, Jesse.
Who are you? Not your name. I didn't ask you your name. You told me already, Thomas, better known as Diesel. But and you're a child of God. But who? So you belong to God, you said. But who are you?
I'm just a husband and an alpha male, and I'm just a man, a real man. I'm a man of my word. I'm loyal, faithful. I don't know what you're asking exactly.
I want to encourage you to find out who you are by knowing who you're not. Right? You're not your thoughts.
Okay.
You're not your name. You're not your children, your wife. You're not the military. You're not all the incidents that has happened in your life. When you discover who you're not, Thomas, you will know who you are.
Okay. I guess I'm a work in progress.
Yes. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do. No, I don't know what the, the silent prayer is. No, you know, if you're talking about our Father who art in heaven.
I want you to do, if you want to continue that, that's perfect. But go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I want to encourage you to do that so you can know who you are. You can discover who you really are, and it's going to be amazing.
Amazing. Hey, happy White History Month. Thank you so much. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. /silent prayer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to write that down before I forget it.
Yeah. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. If you forget it, call back to the same number, and the producer will remind you. Once you have something to write it down.
Yeah, I got short-term memory loss from where I had a brain bleed, and I had to have facial surgery and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
All kinds of surgeries and stuff. So
amazing.
Yeah. They told me I would never walk again, and then I ended up being one of the top fighters in the world in between 2000 and 2005. So I did good considering, you know, but that's just, you know, looking back on life, people ask me, you know, they'll come up to me and talk about a lot of all the things I did and stuff. But, you know, really, Jesse, only the things we do for God is the only things that really matter.
That's right. 100%. You know? Only love that matter. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Yeah. So I kind of know what I need to do, and it's just kind of like, you know, it's have to keep working at it, you know, until God gives me the grace.
Yeah, start doing the silent prayer so you can stay out of those thoughts, and you'll see everything will be fine.
I'll do that, sir.
You will have no past, you will have no future. All you will have is a relationship with God.
That sounds good.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Thomas. Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. Amazing. Happy White History Month, everybody.
Happy White History Month. Take care now. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming already. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, everybody. Express Yourself Day. You can call in. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 888-775-3773. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, this is the final hour for today's JLP show, Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Is the Hake Report and then the Fallen State? And then after that, American Anchor, baby. And then, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday on Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube channel. All right, Bond YouTube channel is at sign Rebuilding the Man. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Nice. Let me tell you about this China rocket. China successfully recovered the first stage of a rocket during an orbital launch test. State media reported earlier today per CNN, a breakthrough for the country as they vie, meaning compete, to catch up with American rivals like SpaceX. Reusable rocket technology can lower the cost significantly and turnaround time of launches and is viewed as a key to both space exploration and travel, as well as to build out critical satellite infrastructure. Communist buzzword. World Cup. France is headed to the World Cup semifinals following the team's 2-0 victory over Morocco on Thursday. So congratulations. Nice. Whatever. Kash Patel is having a probe or something. Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, an older guy. I like him, I think. He has asked FBI Director Kash Patel to defend his use of FBI aircraft and the purchase of BMWs, Beamers. In a letter obtained by House and Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats and reviewed by Commie Nonsense Network. In a May 5th letter, Chuck Grassley, this was a couple months ago now, almost 3 months ago or something, May, June, July, yeah. Chuck Grassley asked Kash Patel to list each flight he took, share their cost, and whether they were for personal or official purposes. He also presses Kash Patel to provide a cost analysis breakdown of the BMW purchases. These are cars, nice cars. Arguably nice, anyway. Some people are haters. I'm not, necessarily. Compared to a similar Chevy Suburban. Chevy. Anyway, Freedom Fuel. President Trump is touting a new chain of gas stations selling gas for $3.47.9 a gallon. Or $3.479 a gallon. Whatever. Almost $3.48, but $3.479 a gallon. Well below both market prices and wholesale costs. The network of 25 Freedom Fuel stations are located mostly around the Philadelphia and southern New Jersey and in southern New Jersey. However, out of tens of thousands of gas stations nationwide. Okay? I can't read. It's unclear who is running the discount gas stations and for how long, but Trump is touting them. Isn't that nice? There is stubbornly high mortgage rates. Home shoppers looking for a deal as the busy home buying season wraps up may be in for another letdown. Virtual doctors, Dr. Leanna Wen, former Planned Parenthood gal, and she's now with Commie Nonsense Network. She's explaining pitfalls of turning to social media or AI chatbots for health advice, so watch out. Anyway, yeah, info may be false. Disclaimer. 8 men indicted in the planned drone and sniper attack. That didn't happen, thankfully, at the White House UFC cage fighting show. All 8 in 2 separate conspiracies, this indictment charges all 8 men, so-called men, shout out. One in to provide material support to terrorists and the second to commit murder on federal government territory and to murder a federal government official. Terrible, huh? According to the new indictment, a plot began in May when the group began amassing money, firearms, ammo, ammunition, body armor, explosives, drones, and other items. Officials said the group members harbored fringe conspiracy theories and hoped the attack would destabilize the government. Blind people. Alas. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to run around. You got to take your kid to school because you don't want to be bothered with them. You have no love for them, so take them to school. Or you got to go work out, walk, run, or lift weights, or whatever. Or you got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner because we are heard around the world, different time zones. You can podcast and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Get it off your chest Friday, or express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
One photograph, one silent commuter, and dozens of masked white nationalists surrounding her inside a Washington Metro train.
Worse than hell.
The image shows a black woman seated quietly while surrounded by members of Patriot Front.
She's perfectly safe in there.
If you're a staffer on the Graham Plattner campaign, if you don't release some public statement quitting and denouncing him pretty soon, I hope that you never work again in Democratic politics.
I'll bow before Satan.
18-year-old Nolan Wells was last seen on Horn Island Saturday. The local sheriff's office says Wells was there with friends for the holiday when he was reported missing.
Stop killing our children. Son of a
bitch. What the?
Stop living in your imagination.
Imagination gone wild. A spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. Did you hear about this? A so-called hard-working Mexican man who lived in the U.S. for 35 years is, quote-unquote, killed by ICE agent in a traffic stop, according to a report. Fox 26 Houston, a man was shot and killed by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Houston on Tuesday morning. Officials confirmed. Watching from Fox 26 Houston.
Investigators say an undocumented immigrant was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Houston during an attempted arrest.
ICE agents were attempting a traffic stop as part of a targeted enforcement operation.
What?
The clip is messed up.
So what now?
The clip is corrupt.
Oh, the clip is working? Not working? The clip cannot work. They're going to get it and come back to that. Interesting story. In the meantime, from X, people around the world, did you hear about this? They're not liking these cameras anymore. And I kind of remember when they first started putting up cameras on street signs and everything like that. People didn't like it. They didn't like it. People complaining. Now the cameras are everywhere. And the people are complaining again. X is reporting. People around the country are destroying flock cameras used by police to monitor civilians and catch criminals. That's amazing. I never think about the cameras on the streets. Maybe because I don't plan to break the law. Maybe that. I don't plan to break the law, so I never even think about it. I don't plan to be speeding. I don't plan to be breaking the law. I literally do not think about those cameras. Well, these people, according to this report, are having a hissy fit about it. This next video explains what flock safety cameras are and why people are destroying them from WDRB and Reason TV.
And here's a quick explainer of what these flock cameras are. Law enforcement uses them to snap a plate number and log when and where that car was seen. If there's a match with a stolen car, a wanted suspect, a missing persons case, or a bolo, it can trigger an alert. It can then lead to a police stop or an investigation. It is not facial recognition, but it can still track a vehicle's movements over time. The location of flock cameras kept secret by police are now being exposed. As WDRB's Richard Essex reports, the information has been revealed by volunteers.
There's a national organization that is mapping the location of all these cameras, not just in Louisville, not just in Kentucky, but nationwide.
I avoid flock cameras as best as I can.
Kelly is with DFLOC Kentucky, which, as the name implies, they would like to see flock cameras taken down.
One thing people in the comments can agree on, it's their hatred of this. That's because at least 90,000 flock cameras across 6,000 communities read over 20 billion plates per month. All that information then gets uploaded into a giant shared database, which can be accessed by law enforcement and government agencies. And no surprise, this raises a slew of issues. Like one Ohio man pulled over accused of stolen plates, attacked by police dogs and jailed because flock read the 7 on his plates as a 2. Or the Colorado woman accused of stealing a package and treated as guilty until proven innocent because flock caught her driving 20 times in 1 month. Then there's the Arkansas couple that had a flock camera pointed right at their house, putting them and their guests under constant warrantless surveillance. And not to perpetuate stereotypes, but multiple cops and police chiefs have accessed flock hundreds of times to stalk their exes and current partners.
Why does she sound funny? All fast like that. That's crazy. That make her voice hurt your ears. What the? And one last video is Bobby Brown broke down why flock cameras are bad on YouTube.
This right here is what a flock camera looks like. Anybody over 40, I'm finding a lot of people just don't know, especially over 50. Y'all have to understand what this crap looks like right here. This is the evil that we're up against. It completely breaks the Fourth Amendment. It's unconstitutional. And if we don't do something about it, they're going to just pick up steam more and more and more every day until we don't have any privacy at all. If you don't think this is as perverted and freaky and dystopian as I do, I just want to take y'all back to like 1991. If some dude in your neighborhood went out on the main road that he doesn't even live on and he hangs a big old video camera up real high and he puts a video camera up on it and just presses record and all the neighbors watched him do it, his neighbors would run him out of town faster than a Dodge Challenger leaves the crime scene. It would be over so quickly.
I do remember people getting upset when they first started putting up cameras, and because they said it was an invasion of privacy. I do understand that. I do understand that. But what I do know, I know people who automobiles have been stolen while they were sleeping. And because of these cameras, they have these tracking device thing, the cop was able to go right to the car and get it back. Right to it, because it was able to track it before the people can get away with it. Isn't that amazing? So, are you for these cameras or against? Are you for them, these cameras on these street signs and all that now? Or are you against them? Should they leave them there or take them down? Amazing question. 888-775-3773-888-Jesse. Let me go to Asia. Heard around the world. And talk to Tay. Tay, you are on the air.
Yo, can you hear me?
Happy White History, Tay.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's actually my birthday month, too. So my birthday and White History Month.
Wow, man, what a time to be born.
Exactly. It's in 2 days from now. It's on the 12th.
That's amazing. What a time. You must be one of the happiest people on the planet.
Yeah, man. Can you give me a quick shout-out real quick?
Shout-out? Well, I was going to wait until your birthday, but shout-out.
It's Sunday, though. It's Sunday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah. How old will you be if you make it?
I'm turning 24.
That's amazing. Well, happy birthday.
Amazing. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I called you to tell you after just coming across you, man, after God put you in my path, and I was just realizing the other day, like, how much of an impact that you had on me, like right now, currently. And it's like, I have an earthly father, you know, but he wasn't really a good example, you know, like a leader, really. And it's like, just coming across you, like, you're like the father that I never really had. Like, I have one, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know I could probably talk to you about anything. And, like, you would never judge me or anything. It's, like, just spiritual things, you know, like, it's just, like, you really have had a big impact on me, man. And it's, like, it's just amazing, man. Like, I'm so grateful that you have been placed in my life. I just don't know what I would do if God ain't put you here, man.
Will you stay with it? You haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see what real love is and how much the Father loves you. He really does. But thank you. That's amazing, Tay. Have you forgiven your father for not being there for you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did a while ago. When you told me to.
Right on.
Yeah, he didn't. But he had, like, some strokes and stuff. So, like, he can't really hold conversations for a long period of time.
Oh, okay.
So, like, when I forgave him, after I forgave my mom, he didn't really understand, like, but it's okay, though, as long as I know why I did it.
That's right.
Know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't need your understanding.
Yeah, he thought I was talking about something else, but, again, it's spiritual, so I'm not going to try to explain to the devil.
Right.
But,
that's right.
But after I forgave him, though, like, our relationship is getting better because I can love him with pure love and not judge him. And if I want to talk to him and have a conversation with him, I can, because I don't resent him anymore because I understand what's going on. And so I might call him, text him, talk to him. And if I want to just talk about regular stuff, I will, but I only do it when I want to.
Right on, man. That's amazing.
Yeah,
what a life.
Yeah, my mom, she actually came to me and asked me to forgive her. So right before I was about to, like, go to her, this was when, like, I did it all together.
Right.
And I told her I forgave her. Yeah, so it was perfect timing when I did it.
Right on, Tay. That's amazing, man. It only gets better, though. You're doing the silent prayer every morning and night, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I fell off for, like, maybe a year ago, but I'm starting back.
What made you stop doing it?
Because it was like the beginning of my stages of waking up, and I didn't really see clearly, and I didn't understand.
Oh, okay.
I went back into the world a little bit, but as I'm understanding that I have no place there, and all I have is God, so I learned my lesson this time, and I'm okay with it. If it's just me and God, it don't even matter no more. Like, I'm really working on, like, not working on it, but just giving up my life so I can have one, because I know, like, there's nothing out there in the world for me.
That's right, man. That's amazing. Well, you stay with it, Tay, and happy. Your birthday is Sunday. Happy, happy birthday. And you're born in July? What the? That's the same
month.
That's the same month Hate was born in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in July. Hate birthday is the 16th, right? Somewhere. 17th. The 17th of July.
17th. Okay.
And he celebrates his birthday all year, though, so it never ends.
I don't really celebrate my birthday, though. It's kind of just like another day.
Right. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
But also, I do want to tell you, hey, me and you got the same name.
What's your name?
I'm not going to put my last name out there.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because people know me, they listening. But my middle name is Lee, though.
Right on. Wow,
yeah,
what a name.
Yeah, and I tell my mama, I call you my uncle. I'm like, that's my uncle right there.
That's Uncle Jesse Lee. I remember when I was a kid, Tay, and my name was Jesse Lee Peterson. And I didn't like the Lee part, so I was like,
because it sounds old, don't it?
Country and old and everything. And so I used to not say Jesse Lee, but then when I started dating, and the girls would call me Jesse Lee, oh, I'm like, oh, I like that name. And so now I love Jesse.
Oh man!
Now I love Jesse Lee.
Okay.
Right on.
Can I answer one more of your questions?
Yes. The biblical question?
Well, yeah, and another one. Do you love America? Well, I'm not there right now. I was born there, but I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I really don't know. I can't answer that question because I'm still young.
How old are you?
I'm 24, like, and I'm still understanding what love is, you know, so.
Right.
So I've been exploring a lot of stuff, so I can't really tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to that, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Oh, and one more thing. I remember you asked me, you said, do I have a life? The answer to this question is, I told you last time, I don't know. I'll let you know when God tells me.
Right.
But right now, I'm in the process of understanding who I'm not. So I don't know who I fully am yet until I can understand who I'm not. And I'm really... You helped me realize that I'm not my thoughts, my emotions, and feelings. And just seeing that, when I overcome that, then I'll be able to know who I am.
100%. Absolutely.
Right. But recently, I had some things that happened with my health recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I had surgery, right? And, it taught me a lot because... like, I haven't been able to work out and do what I've been able to do and move around properly. But in all of that, it's like, because the devil will be telling me, oh, God's not with you. You're never going to get better. But I know it's not me now. I just laugh at it. And it's been a journey, like, to know that I do have God. And, like, physically, things might not be exactly how I want them to be. But physically, I'm not my pain. I'm not the thing that I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
I'm just the observer. And out of all the midst of everything happening, it's still like this peace, this presence that's there. And I just stay in that. So I know everything all is well. And I wouldn't have been able to do that, man, without you, man. So I'm just, you know, staying the course.
You stay with it, man. That's an amazing testimony, too. But you just stay with it, all right? The word of the whole world turn against you. Wish them well, and you stay with it, and you haven't seen it gets better. Clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yeah, appreciate you, man, for real.
Right on, and happy birthday, Tay. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Call me again.
I got you.
All right, bud. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Yasin out of Canada. Yasin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy History Month.
Thank you, Yasin. Happy. Why History Month? You fall. Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I got bad service.
I'm sorry?
How am I? Is there bad service? No, I'm not on speaker.
Right now, it's perfect. Stay and don't move.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is my third White History Month with you. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. About forgiveness. Like, I forgave my parents when I first understood it from
right.
you.
Yes.
And then I went on to forgiving a couple of ex-girlfriends that messed me up quite a bit. And I if there's a people I need to go and forgive as well, like my stepfather, I have an older brother. Like the last time I interacted with my older brother, we got into a fist fight and I put him in the hospital. So I don't know.
Me. And so your question is what?
So like with my stepfather, I think maybe it's more of my mother's fault for giving him the authority to kind of traumatize me and stuff.
Right.
But, and since I left the picture, like once I moved out, you know, his anger and his nonsense became more visible to my mom, and now he's estranged. So I was wondering if I should reach out to him too.
No, you can move. No, now that you have forgiven, if you stay with the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, you will start to see that everyone has the same problem. It's the same spirit. It's the same problem. Situations might be a little different, but it's the same thing. And you're going to naturally, without even trying, not hold anything against anyone. I don't care what has happened or may happen in the future. You will never hold anything against anyone for any reason because you would be of love now. Now, if you want to forgive him, I mean, face him, you can, but it's not necessary now.
Okay. Another question about the ex-girlfriends. So I've started, one of them I'm like a friend with now, and the other one seems like she's kind of interested in me and wants to, you know, we're going to go out on a karaoke date next week or something, but I've been celibate for a while now, and I'm wondering if I should even open myself up to that energy at all, or should I just
why are you being bothered with exes at all? Why not move on away from that?
I'm not reaching out to them. Like, I forgave the one that's
I know, but
to meet
when
up
they,
with me. Up.
When they reach out to you, why do you have to answer?
Right. You're right, and I did.
No, that was a question.
Why do I have to? I don't. In fact, I ignored her.
I mean, there's one that you're friends with and the one that want to go out. Why do you even respond at all to S's?
Well, the one that I'm friends with, I was, like, obsessed with at the time. So I guess that's some attachment that I don't need, but
why are you having any kind of relationship with exes at all?
It's a good question. I don't know, because I don't even view them as potential partners or anything like that. People.
And so why are you having any kind of relationship with exes at all?
I got to put some. No need. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You're right. It seems like unnecessary danger.
It was a question. Not that you're right. I want to know. My question is, why you have anything to do with S's at all? It didn't work when you were with them. It's not going to work now. And why are you going backwards instead of staying present and just living now?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
And the answer?
And the answer is, darn, I don't even know. I don't know. Is it weakness? I don't know.
You said you're already friends with one of them, right? One of your exes?
Not like we're long distance kind of thing. We just, you know, talk online, that kind of stuff.
And can you give me an example of what you talk about?
Oh, we just, you know, shoot the poop, share memes, laugh at stuff.
What?
Kind of we just, like, small talk and jokes and art and stuff like that, cultural stuff.
And why is that necessary for you?
It isn't. It isn't necessary.
Why you lead the way by not doing it?
I don't know. Should I be blocking them? Should I just be cutting it off? Because I'm not the one initiating.
But especially if you're not, why are you listening to bring the devils back into your life?
You're right.
That was a question. Why are you allowing the devils to come back into your life?
I don't have an answer. I don't.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you need to stay with it because do what you want, of course. But you make a horrible mistake by allowing the devils to come back in into your imagination, your thoughts, or into your life. Because if they're not working on themselves, they have not changed. And this situation is not going to turn out well for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I think that they might have, I don't even know if they've been working on themselves or not. But
well, even if they have or not, that's on them. But you need to be, I recommend you be aware of why you're allowing them to come back into your life like that. Because there's something, you still have some type of raw need or attachment to them.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they know that, too. That's why they know that they can come in and out of your life if they went into how they want. So they know you're weak. They know they have control over you.
Yeah. Well, the one it's been like almost 10 years since we've spoken. So I don't know.
And that's what you worry. What are you bringing her back for after 10 years?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you and asking, I guess. Because I do have reticence. I'm not jumping on the opportunity to be involved with them.
You have reticence? So. Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let me take a quick break. Stretch off is on pules.net. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, thehakereport.com, and then a brand new episode of the fallenstate.tv at 11 a.m. right after the Hake, HAKEReport.com. I had an interesting, fun talk with Dr. Linda Lee Tauber, and she is an election integrity expert and a civil rights leader.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Election integrity expert. What does that mean?
Looking at some vulnerabilities in our election system or cheating.
What are civil rights?
Civil rights is now abused and used for purposes that are more nefarious than we can imagine. Racism is not a satanic word.
Yes, it is. If it's a lie, it is of the devil. Did God send you the head of that house or your wife?
Head of your home.
What kind of Bible is that? Amazing. It was a fun conversation, but interesting. At 11 today, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals. Peterson, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Also what? Oh, the American Incubator. Hate sent me a note right now, so I was trying to read and remember. And you can't do both. At least I can't. I'm black and slow. Thank you, Hate. Talk about distraction, huh? But anyway, the American Incubator is coming up right after the fallenstate.tv. The American Incubator. Around 11, between 11, 11, 15, 11, I mean, between 12, 15, 12:30 Pacific time. Because sometimes the Fallen State a little longer than an hour, sometimes a little shorter than an hour. So it all depends. The American Anchor Baby, check him out. You don't want to miss. He's flying high on Fridays. And then check out Sunday Fellowship for all are invited. Doors open at 11, doors open at 11 a.m. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. Meeting starts at 11. At 12, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? And don't forget to check out all the merch. The merch at JesseLeePeterson.shop. Every dime goes back to helping. Let me go back to Yatsen out of Canada. So, Yasin, what type of, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
What type of need you still have for your ex that you find it necessary to have anything to do with them?
Okay, under further thinking about it myself, I am like a sociable person, and I'm self-employed, and most of the work that I've received has been, well, all of it, actually, not most, is through word of mouth. I don't advertise, so usually I go out and I meet people and I find work.
But what does that have to do with your ex, though?
It's just an excuse to go out into a new neighborhood and get my name out there.
You can't go unless you pretend you're going to see your ex.
Toronto's a big city.
What?
Toronto's a big city, so it's an excuse to just go check out different neighborhoods. Any reason to go out, usually. But
you have your work to go out and do. Why do you need to have an excuse other than that?
Because I don't think about the work either. It just happens that way.
That's but why you don't really have to answer. Go see your ex because you're going to work.
Yeah, it's true.
I got to run, but I would recommend you really pay attention to why you're doing these things so that you can stop doing them.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't super excited about seeing her, and so I'm asking you whether or not I should.
That with both of them, man.
Yeah.
But do what you want. But.
Yeah. I had one more question about the White History Month and about greater works.
Okay.
Because I view you as somebody who does the greater work in that, you know, you've probably reached more people in your lifetime than Jesus did. And Jesus's work has, you know, since been kind of usurped by the devil and is leading people astray. People aren't really getting clearly to the answer through the Bible and stuff like that. So you're kind of reviving it. Well, what about like, of America who, you know, brought us electricity and the airplane and telephones and stuff like that. Would you consider that, you know, their devotion to helping people beyond their lifetime?
I just consider it amazing talents that was given to them by God. But because physical help, which is good at times, nothing wrong with it, but human beings need spiritual help. And doing physical work doesn't necessarily do anything for the spirit. Even the children of Satan do physical work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Amazing.
All right.
You stay with
Thanks,
it,
Jesse.
Man. Don't give up.
Okay.
All right.
Good talking with you.
You too.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Amazing. So I really want to give you this Fox 26 Houston story. They said the video is ready now. A man was shot and killed by immigration and ICE enforcement, custom enforcement officer on Tuesday, according to officials. Watch this.
Investigators say an undocumented immigrant was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Houston during an attempted arrest.
ICE agents were attempting a traffic stop as part of a targeted enforcement operation to arrest an undocumented immigrant. The driver of the vehicle they were trying to pull over was Lorenzo Salgado Arauzo. He's a Mexican national who was in the U.S. illegally, according to ICE. Authorities say during the attempted arrest, Lorenzo tried to get away, and according to ICE, he rammed an ICE law enforcement vehicle, refused to follow multiple verbal commands, and weaponized his vehicle in an attempt to run over an ICE officer. Now, officials say the officer then fired his weapon in self-defense. Lorenzo was hit, and emergency services were immediately contacted. He was transported to the hospital, where he passed away from his injuries. Now, I spoke with the Houston Fire Department, and they tell me that Lorenzo suffered a gunshot wound to the stomach area, and he was taken to a local hospital. Right now, the FBI is leading this investigation.
Amazing. So, if it's true, if it's true, the guy's here illegally, and he was running away from them when they were trying to get him. And according to them, he used the car as a weapon, and he's dead. Whose fault is that? I's fault or his fault? And if he had not been here illegally, would those things have happened? Would they have happened to him? And if it's true what ICE is saying that happened, the guy here is illegally, and he's was running. Why, according to CBS 8, why is the so-called Mexican president, Sheinbaum, why is she saying that she's prepared for legal action against the U.S.? If this is true, why is she saying it? What gives her the right to do to stop Americans from deporting or going after illegals in American country? So they're not ready yet. What the? I'll come back to it. Let me go to... So the guy's here illegally, according to ICE and the report. He tried to run from them by using his automobile. And they want to blame ICE? I'm glad ICE is out there working on my behalf as an American citizen. Amazing. They'll let me know. If not, we'll have that ready for you on Monday. Let me go to Cameron out of South Carolina. Cameron, you are on the air. Cameron? I'm going to put Cameron on hold. It sounds like he's on mute. Let me go to Aaron out of Arizona. Aaron, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy. Why Houston Month?
Yes, and the reason for my call is I wanted to say who my white history hero is.
Right on.
And that's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
The Bounty Hunter Dog, the Bounty Hunter. Amazing guy. Right on. And why you say he is?
I say he is, well, I love watching the show. I love that he would try to help. I felt like he genuinely cared about people.
Yeah.
Considering that, you know, he went through struggles in his life, and he would make it a point to actually have a deep conversation with those individuals that he was helping. I mean, I feel like he almost knew who was able to, I don't know if this makes sense, but able to like help themselves and ones that, you know, that they're just lost. But I mean, he tried. I don't know if he was doing that for his ego or not. But so he's my white history hero. And as a matter of fact, not too long ago, I was watching an episode and I was like, is that Jesse? And I was like, let me put that on pause real quick. I was like, oh, dang, that's Jesse and that's Francisco.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we were on the Bounty Show. It was amazing. And you're right. I happen to know him, and he definitely loved people. He was definitely one of the best bounty hunters ever. So it's a nice choice. Thank you. That's amazing. Bounty Hunter.
Right on, Jesse. That was the reason for my call.
Right on. Happy. Why, here's your mind. Thank you.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. I was on the Bounty Hunter show. Amazing. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Brian, you are on the air.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
All is well, Brian. Happy. Why Houston, my Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that up to you. I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in what?
Why Houston, my?
Why not?
Because what have they done for America besides steal everything?
Besides what?
Besides steal everything, what have they done for America?
And when you say steal it, you said they steal everything? Why would they need to steal
from America?
From the country that they built, they founded, discovered, and built. Why would they have to steal from their own country?
Because really and truly, we did more than whites did. We did more. Us black folks, we did more than the whites did.
Like what? What did y'all do? You black, right?
We did everything.
You're black,
we
right?
We did everything. But they don't have nothing to do with anything.
But when you saying we, I just want to make it clear you're referring to blacks, right?
Why you got to make that clear?
Because when you say
black or white.
But then
I'm white.
If you were white, you'd be celebrating White History Month.
Not really.
Why not?
Because whatever America did, whatever the whites did for America, besides steal everything.
But why are you saying you're white when you're black?
Because I'm white. I'm like you.
You what?
I'm black on the inside and white on the inside.
And so, what have black people done that made America great?
Well, for starters, they made us have equal rights. They brought black folks to the voting polls and made us have a voice.
Y'all made what?
They made the playing field equal.
They made what?
They made the playing field equal for everybody.
And so that, if that's true, if white people made it equal for everyone, why are the blacks still complaining and blaming white people?
I don't even know nothing about that. That's you saying that. And I want to ask you this.
You don't ever hear the blacks saying that they want reparations?
I've never heard nothing like that.
Have you heard of DEI?
What you think DEI is?
It's for the blacks who said they can't make it.
No. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what DEI stands for?
Dumb.
No.
Forever.
No. 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 No.
It doesn't stand for smart.
DEI stands for diverse, equity, and inclusion. It has nothing to do with being black or white.
So if that's true... If that's true, why do they, because we gave y'all DEI, right?
What do you mean we gave you DEI? What do you mean by we?
America.
What do you mean? America didn't give us nothing. We fought for all that.
You fought for white people's stuff?
Talking about we fought for white people's stuff. Well, that's our stuff.
How was white people's stuff your stuff?
What do you mean? Hold on, just see. In America, we have blacks, we got whites, we got Chinese. We all, and let me tell you something, we all live in the ghetto. We all do.
Well, why the blacks living in the ghetto? We giving y'all freedom to move out.
Because people like you make for the ghetto.
How?
Because
I don't even live in the ghetto. How do I make it ghetto? That doesn't make sense.
Because we're going to know your dumb rules and your dumb sayings.
What do you mean?
Oh, your dumb sayings. I'm about what white people did. So, and they created the greatest planet on this side of heaven.
So you blame white people that you're living in the hood?
I didn't say that.
You said it was white people fault you live in the hood.
You say that.
But you didn't say white people thought that y'all live in the hood.
I did not say that.
Why don't you clean up the hood?
Oh, I did not say that. Why don't you clean up the hood? You worry about white folks so much.
I ain't worried about white people. White people.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Do you love white people?
I love people.
How about white people?
I love people.
How about white people?
Come on, Justin. Why you always do me this? I love people.
Because I'm tired, let me ask you an opinion of something. According to the FBI data and CDC mortality record, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. Over 22,000 black men have been killed by black kids since 2024.
What'd you say?
And white people were not involved at all. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. Can I tell you something?
What do you, tell me what you think about that first.
Hold on, wait. Let me tell you something. I don't care about your statistics.
No, not mine. Those are FBI.
Me sitting here as a black man right now, I mind my own business. I go and make my own money. I go to work and I come home.
So you don't care that these black people killing each other like that?
I don't care what they do.
You don't care that the blacks are killing each other?
You got to ask them.
And you don't care?
Ask them. Go to the jailhouses and ask them.
All right. Thank you, man. I got to run because of time. Call me again. Happy white history month, all right?
Man, the hell with you and white history month.
All right. The hell with me and white history month. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, buddy. Let me try Cameron again. Cameron, let's try it again. You're on the air.
Good morning, Reverend.
Hey, you can call me Jesse.
Jesse, I know. I can call you Jesse. Yeah. Hey, over the weekend, over the holiday, I was telling all the family Happy White History Month.
Yeah.
My own white family looked at me weird over the term Happy White History Month. Isn't that something?
And did you go, what the?
I went, what is wrong with y'all? I said, that's amazing. I said,
that is amazing. So
I had to turn them on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. So hopefully they're watching. They can wake up and stop with all this nonsense. They're afraid of the word. The word.
It's amazing why people are that afraid. They won't even celebrate their own month in their own country.
Yeah. But be careful because, you know, it can trigger some, not all, but most of the blacks. If you say it to them, it can trigger them like 90 going north.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Cameron. I appreciate it. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Super.
Super Chats.
Games for Rec gifted the cookie on pilled.net. Thank you, sir. Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet also says, forgive others, for by the same measure we forgive, so shall the Father see from heaven and forgive us.
100%. That is so powerful and freeing and not even funny, and yet most people won't do it. It's amazing.
Alas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Mike Young. Hey, Jesse. Bonnie Tyler, dead at the age of 76. According to him, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero, or something like that.
Oh.
80s.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I thought it was 75.
Amazing. Well, he says how?
76.
Amazing. May his soul, I wasn't aware of that. May her soul rest in peace. I wasn't aware of that at all.
I didn't mean to yell.
Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate your support, too. Thank you.
75.
75?
Yeah.
She was 75, according to AI.
Yeah, according to Brave AI. Who are you going to believe? Mike Young or AI?
Amazing.
Neither.
Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii, the husband and I, interesting word choice, just hit our 19-year wedding anniversary, 7707, White History Month, 23 years together, heart. Any advice for us?
Do you obey him? And if so, continue to do it. And congratulations, Brandon.
Hey.
That's amazing. Don't resent him. Obey him. And it'll be 20 and 120 more. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Jack, Dog, Steve, another super chat with no message.
Thank you, Steve.
General Stanislaw says, why do white lib women end up like that? So crazy. So YouTube editing my message won't let me write. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you try to give a super chat and it's like censored, or a chat and it's like censored.
Amazing. Yep. Thank you.
Why are white women, white lib women like that?
He asked.
I'm not sure. Maybe it had to do with the Express Yourself thing clip that Anchor Baby made.
Make it clear.
Liberal women there?
Either by calling the show or making it clear on your super chat, but thank you.
Walking Roscoe, I saw a wonderful husband and wife who are black. They black, and with them two albino children. It seems that even they No, we need more white babies. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing.
Jamie, Jesse, I hope you, as well as the rest of the Bond team, have an amazing, safe weekend. Great show as always.
Thank you, and thank you for your support, and I wish you well this weekend as well. Thank you.
Electric Sunshine BQ.
Do you love America? How you know?
I listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hoot and holler, slap my mama, woo, happy White History Month to the great black man and all white history, amazing. I guess that's a yes.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Electric Sunshine also says, Uncle Jesse said he did nothing wrong for nothing, nothing for nothing for the 4th. Not nothing wrong. I can't read. He did nothing for the 4th. He spent it in my head, keeping me in the light of the Lord and in perfect peace. Love from Miami Beach.
Thank you, Miami Beach. I appreciate it. Who was that?
That was Electric Sunshine.
Thank you, Electric Sunshine. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us.
Zach, what's your opinion for individuals who consume psychedelic drugs such as mushrooms or DMT? You frown upon natural psychedelics and the people who indulge in them?
Well, you're not going to find God on a psychedelic, that's for sure. I would recommend it, but I would recommend you just be still, let the truth catch up. But thank you.
Curly, what keeps someone connected to the world, he asks.
And what do you say?
Doesn't say.
Oh, amazing.
Just wondering
thank
what
you.
Keeps someone connected to the world.
Okay.
Brian R., St. Thomas Aquinas, the things that we love tell us what we are. And Pope St. J.P. II, stupidity is also a gift of God, but one mustn't misuse it.
Amazing. Thank you. Don't understand it, but thank you.
Thanks for the quotes.
Yeah.
Jermaine, Jesse, do you know why dogs run away from home?
Because they hate the cats. Thank you.
Thor Mode, I want to take the time to thank the caller for building America.
I do too. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. You know me. Oh, Priscilla says, Jesse, I'm for ICE, but they committed murder this time. They had no lights on in their car, no uniform, no way for the man to know who they are. The man was trying to avoid robbery, not ICE. That doesn't make it murder, though.
Right.
That makes it bad policy.
And if the guy had not been here illegally, would he be alive today? It's the question. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord have mercy says, I'll have to read Lord have mercy and the rest of y'all's Monday.
Lord have mercy. I feel my temper to rise.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all so much. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming, then the FallenState.tv, and then the American Acre Baby, then Fellowship on Sunday. Thank you for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Dave out of Canada. Justin, a first-time call. No, not a first-time call. Justin out of Florida. Kevin, a first-time caller in California, and the caller just coming in now. I'm out of time. Stay with us. Stay with it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own?